Welcome to Citi Field in New York, for the game between the Miami Marlins and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Miami Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Christian Yelich. Batting second. The second baseman, Donovan Solano. Batting third. The third baseman, Casey McGehee. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Marcell Ozuna. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Bour. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Adini Hecaveria. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jordan Evaldspin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Mathis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jared Kosert. Pitching for the Miami Marlins, Jared Kosert. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Juan Lagares. Batting second. The third baseman, Daniel Murphy. Batting third. The catcher, Travis d'Arnaud. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lucas Duda. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Wilmer Flores. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Curtis Granderson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dilson Herrera. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Matt Dendecker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jacob deGrom. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jacob deGrom. And now, play ball. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yelich strikes out. 1 out. Donovan Solano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Solano strikes out. 2 outs. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGehee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Juan Lagares is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lagares strikes out. 1 out. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy strikes out. 2 outs. Travis d'Arnaud is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. D'Arnaud hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lucas Duda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Duda takes first base on ball 4. D'Arnaud moves to second. Wilmer Flores batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Flores hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yelich. Flores reaches second base with a double. D'Arnaud scores. Duda goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Granderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Solano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Marcell Ozuna is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ozuna strikes out. 1 out. Justin Bour is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bour strikes out. 2 outs. Adini Hecaveria is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hecaveria strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dilson Herrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Herrera hits a fly ball into right field. Valdspin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Dendecker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Dendecker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Solano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jacob deGrom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. deGrom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jordan Evaldspin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Evaldspin strikes out. One out. Jeff Mathis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mathis strikes out. Two outs. Jared Kosert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kosert hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Kosert moves to second. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Yelich is 0 for 1 in the game. Yelich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Duda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yelich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Juan Lagares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lagares is 0 for 1 in the game. Lagares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hecavaria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bohr scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Two outs. Travis d'Arnaud is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. D'Arnaud is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. D'Arnaud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Donovan Solano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Solano is 0 for 1 in the game. Solano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Granderson. Solano reaches second base with a double. Casey McGeehee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGeehee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGeehee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flores scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marcell Ozuna is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ozuna is 0 for 1 in the game. Ozuna strikes out. Two outs. Justin Bohr is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bohr is 0 for 1 in the game. Bohr takes first base on ball 4. Adini Hecavaria is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hecavaria is 0 for 1 in the game. Hecavaria strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lucas Duda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duda is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Duda hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bohr scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duda for the out. One out. Wilmer Flores is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flores is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Flores hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Granderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Granderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Solano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dilson Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Herrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jordan Evaldspin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evaldspin is 0 for 1 in the game. Evaldspin strikes out. One out. Jeff Mathis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mathis is 0 for 1 in the game. Mathis hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jared Kosert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kosert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kosert strikes out. Two outs. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yelich is 0 for 2 in the game. Yelich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Matt Dendecker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dendecker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dendecker hits a pop-up towards third. McGehee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jacob deGrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. deGrom is 0 for 1 in the game. deGrom hits a fly ball into left field. Yelich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Lagares batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lagares is 0 for 2 in the game. Lagares hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lagares moves to third. Travis d'Arnaud is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. d'Arnaud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. d'Arnaud takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Lucas Duda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Duda is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Duda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Solano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Donovan Solano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Solano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Solano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Duda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGehee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGehee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flores scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marcell Ozuna is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ozuna is 0 for 2 in the game. Ozuna strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wilmer Flores is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flores is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Flores hits a pop-up towards short. Hecavaria settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Curtis Granderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Granderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Granderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Solano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dilson Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Herrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hecavaria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Justin Bour is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bour is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bour hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeGrom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adini Hecavaria is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hecavaria is 0 for 2 in the game. Hecavaria hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dendecker. Hecavaria reaches second base with a double. Bour moves to third. Jordan Waldspin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Waldspin is 0 for 2 in the game. Waldspin hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Bour scores. Hecavaria scores. Waldspin moves to second. It's Marlins, 2, Mets, 2. Jeff Mathis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mathis bunts towards the mound. DeGrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Valdspin moves to third. One out. Reed Johnson pinch hits for Jared Kosert. Reed Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lagara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valdspin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Marlins. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yelich is 0-for-3 in the game. Yelich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Duda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yelich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Michael Dunn now pitching. Eric Campbell pinch hits for Matt Dendecker. Eric Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee juggles the ball. That's an error on McGehee. Josh Satin pinch hits for Jacob DeGrom. Josh Satin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Satin strikes out. One out. Juan Lagares is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Lagares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lagares takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. There goes Lagares trying to get to third. Ozuna throws the ball into McGehee, who tags Lagares for the out. Murphy moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Marlins, 3, Mets, 3. AJ Ramos now pitching. Travis d'Arnaud is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. D'Arnaud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. D'Arnaud hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yelich. D'Arnaud reaches second base with a double. Murphy scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Mets. Lucas Duda batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Duda is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Duda takes first base on ball 4. Wilmer Flores is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Flores is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Flores takes first base on ball 4. D'Arnaud moves to third. Duda moves to second. Curtis Granderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Granderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Granderson takes first base on ball 4. Duda moves to third. Flores moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Mets. Sam Dyson now pitching. Dilson Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Herrera is 0-for-3 in the game. Herrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Marlins 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Eric Campbell now playing left field. Jurys Familia now pitching. Donovan Solano is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Solano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Solano strikes out. One out. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McGehee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGehee hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marcell Ozuna is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ozuna is 0-for-3 in the game. Ozuna hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McGehee moves to second. Justin Bour is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bour is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bour hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGehee moves to third. Ozuna moves to second. Adini Hecaveria is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hecaveria is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hecaveria hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGehee scores. Ozuna scores. Bohr moves to third. It's Marlins, 5, Mets, 5. Josh Eggen now pitching. Ed Lucas pinch runs for Justin Bohr. Enrique Hernandez pinch hits for Jordan Evald's spin. Enrique Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez strikes out. 2 outs. Jenry Mejia now pitching. Kirk Nguyenhuis now playing right field. Jeff Mathis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mathis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mathis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lucas scores. Hecaveria moves to second. It's 6-5, Marlins. Garrett Jones pinch hits for Sam Dyson. Garrett Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Lucas now playing first base. Enrique Hernandez now playing right field. Chris Hatcher now pitching. Eric Campbell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. 1 out. Kirk Nguyenhuis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nguyenhuis strikes out. 2 outs. Juan Lagares is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lagares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lagares hits a fly ball into center field. Ozuna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Mets 5. The Marlins will come to bat. Christian Yelich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yelich is 0-for-4 in the game. Yelich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Donovan Solano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Solano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Solano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flores scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGehee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McGehee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 6. And the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Cishek now pitching. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy strikes out. 1 out. Travis d'Arnaud is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. D'Arnaud is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. D'Arnaud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cishek fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lucas Duda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duda is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Duda hits a fly ball into left field. Yelich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Miami Marlins, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Citi Field in New York.